Today's Mishnah is on Masechtes Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, and Mishnah Hey. Today's Mishnah is being learned L'ilu Nishmas Rav Tzvi Hirsch ben Rav Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So today's Mishnayos are going to discuss a person that wants to be mafresh chumas u'maisres bein hashmoshes, meaning it's also to be mafresh chumas u'maisres on Shabbos. The person has peiros, it got late, and he didn't get a chance to be mafresh the chumas u'maisres erev Shabbos. It's one of the things that a person is supposed to prepare for Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, it's a Mishnah that there's three things that a person is obligated to say in his house Erev Shabbos. One of them is Asartem. Did you give the necessary Maisres? Once upon a time, that was a very big part of a person's daily life, and it's something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. As a result, a person needs to prepare his Trumas or Maisres before Shabbos. The Mishnah is going to discuss someone that didn't. It's Bein Hashmoshos, which means it's close to Shabbos, but it's not Shabbos yet. As a result, he has a situation, what should he do? So let's just clarify a few things. Number one, what is Bein Hashmoshes? Bein Hashmoshes is a zman, it's a time of day that is Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. That's the short version of what Bein Hashmoshes is. The long version, we have raid bites on. But the short explanation of Bein Hashmoshes is, it's a zman where it's Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. The halacha is that during Bein Hashmoshes, a person can be mafresh meiser from Demai. He can't, however, be mafresh chumas u'maisres from tevel. Demai is only a derabanan, thus the issa to be mafresh chumas u'maisres is really a derabanan, shebe derabanan, and it's for that reason during Bein Hashmoshes, which is really only a suffix that it might be Shabbos, it's going to be motor. But if a person has tevel gomer, certainly he's not allowed to be mafresh chumas u'maisres Bein Hashmoshes. The Mishnah is talking about a person that bought wine from a kuti. The wine that the person bought from the kuti is becheskas, that it's tevel gomer. And the reason is, because unlike the Am Ha'aretz, where although Chazal were concerned, maybe weren't careful in Trumas u'Maisres, but at the same time, they had observed, based on their analytics, that Roiv Am Ha'aretz Ma'asrin, the kuti was different. The kuti was becheskas, that if you're buying wine from him, for sure, 100% it's tevel gomer. So when you buy something from a kuti, you have to treat it as if it's tevel gomer. So this person just bought wine from a kuti, and he bought it Bein Hashmoshes, or he bought it and it is Bein Hashmoshes now. The point is, he didn't get a chance to be Mafresh Shumas or Meister said. He needs this wine for Shabbos. So what could he do? Is there an Eitzah or is there not an Eitzah? The Mishnah is going to say what the Eitzah is. If somebody buys wine from a Kuti Oimer, he's allowed to say the following Bein Hashmoshes. Shnei Lugin Shani Asad Lahafrish Harehin Truma Gedoyla. He says that I am going to be Mafresh Chumas u'maisres after Shabbos. I can't do it on Shabbos, and I can't even do it now, Bein Hashmoshes. But at the same time, it's something that I'm going to do. So he says that after Shabbos, I'm going to leave over a little bit of the wine that I'm going to drink. How much wine? 2 lugin. What's the cheshbon 2 lugin? We're assuming that all the wine was 100 lugin. So 2 lugin is really 1/50th, 2/100ths, which is 1/50th, which is the shear of the midah beininess for someone that's mafresh chumah. So he says that I'm not being mafresh the truma right now. I'm not even being kairah shame on the truma right now, which is not something I'm allowed to do. I won't do it on Shabbos, because that's also something I'm not allowed to do. But after Shabbos, I will. So he says some sort of kriya shem Bein Hashmoshes. The kriya shem is that I'm identifying now that there will be trumas maestres. What will the trumas maestres be? I don't know right now, because I didn't identify it exactly. All I said was is that I will eventually identify it, and that's enough for the person to be able to drink on Shabbos. Then he says the same thing regarding the Meiser. Vasara, 10%, I'm going to leave over, and that's going to be Meiser Rishon. Vetisha, then I'm going to leave over another 10%, meaning another 9 out of whatever's remaining. That's going to be Meiser Sheni, Meichel Vashoysa, and then he's allowed to go ahead and drink. Meichel here, by the way, means Lahaschel. He's allowed to start drinking, and that's not going to be a problem. Essentially, the Mishnah is saying that this person who stuck Bein Hashmoshes with Tevel Gomer, Halakeich Yaimi Bein Akutin, is just another way of saying that the person has Tevel. It's a fancy case, but really, the bottom line is that he has tevel. It's Bein Hashmoshes. He can't be mafresh chumas u'maisres. He can't be kair shame on chumas u'maisres in the traditional way. So what he does is he says with a bitoy of kriya shem that I will identify chumas u'maisres after Shabbos, and that allows the person to start drinking all the wine that he wants to drink on Shabbos itself. Now this Mishnah that we just read is often quoted Mishnah in Shas. It's a very, very important Mishnah in many, many sugyas in Shas. In fact, this Mishnah is Exhibit A for the halacha of Yesh Breira. So there was a major machlokes in Shas, whether Yesh Breira or Ein Breira, and whenever you learn the sugya of Breira, you learn this Mishnah. The Mishnah of Halukeich Yayim Yibein Akutim, which again, is just a fancy way of saying a person has Tevel, and it's Bein Hashmashas, he can't be Mafesh Trumas or Maestres. The Mishnah says, what you could do is you can be Koyrish Shem on Trumas or Maestres without specifically being Mafreshir. How do you do that? You say that mashatni osad lahafrish, I'm going to leave over a little bit from what I'm drinking. That will be the truma smai, the truma gedoylo. That will be the maiserishin. That will be the maisersheni, etc., etc. And by doing that, I could start drinking now, assuming that whatever I'm drinking is the chulin, and assuming whatever is being left over is the truma gedoylo and the maiserishin, the maisersheni that I was mafresh erev Shabbos. When I was mafresh at erev Shabbos, it hadn't been identified yet. But huver adavla mafreya, when I am mafresh it, that's what I was being. That needs the halacha of Breira. This Mishnah is, again, Exhibit A for the halacha of Yesh Breira. So Mishnah Hay is just going to continue on the same note. The first part of the Mishnah is going to discuss another application of the same exact halacha that we just said. The second part of the Mishnah is going to go Me'inyan Le'inyan. It's going to discuss a very similar halacha related to Demai. Zok the Mishnah. What happens if a person had Te'enim? He had figs that were tevel and they were inside his house. So he has tevel. He happens to be in Beis Medrash, or he's in the field. It's Erev Shabbos, it's Bein Hashmashes, and he can't be mafresh anymore. The Trumas or Maaseh is too late because he's in Beis Medrash, or he's in the Sada. By the time he gets home, it's going to be Shabbos already. The problem is he needs to be mafresh Trumas or Maaseh before Shabbos. But he's not there to actually be mafresh. So what should he do? So the Mishnah says he should do exactly what he did in the previous case. Omer, he should say, shtei te'enim, mishani yasal hafresh, the two te'enim. Assuming there was 100 te'enim. So the 200ths, the 150th, arei in truma should be truma gedoylo. The eser, and then the next 10 that I'm going to take will be maaser rishon. The tesha, the next 9 will be maaser sheni. And like this, he's allowed to go ahead and eat on Shabbos. And then after Shabbos, he's going to be mafresh. And by being mafresh after Shabbos, everything is going to be okay. So essentially, the ratio of Mishnah Hay is identical to Mishnah Dal. It's the same exact halacha. Where a person has tevel gomor, it's bein hashmashes, he's going to need to eat from the tevel gomor on Shabbos. It's too late for him to be mafresh shumas or maestres because it's bein hashmoshes and it's not something that he's able to do. So what he could do is he could be koyrish shem al das that he'll be mafresh later the truma and the maestrich and the maestresheni for what he was koyrish shem bein hashmoshes. Huvra davel my afraid that that's what you were koyrish shem on, even though it wasn't clear at the time. And this is something that you're allowed to do. So really, the halach of Alekech Yayim Yibein Akutin and the case of Hoyloi Tenim Shal Tevel B'teich Beis Avuba Beis Medrash Abasad is the same case. They're both examples of somebody that has Tevel. So sometimes when you learn the Mishnah of Alekech Yayim Yibein Akutin, just that opening line throws us for a little bit of a loop. Once you see Kuti, you start getting tzemisht about all the different shittis and shas about Kutim Geri Yemes, Kutim Geri Arayis, Kutim after Chazal made a takan in the beginning of Masechta Schulin that they should certainly be treated as non-Jews, right? The whole concept of a Kuti is a complicated concept, but that has nothing to do with the halacha. The point of the halacha is that Alekech Yayim Yibein Akutim has Tevel Gomer. It's really a shail of what does a person do when he has Tevel Gomer Bein Hashmashes. Raya L'Dover, the next Mishnah is just another example of that, and that has nothing to do with the Kutim. Over there, the Yidzin Beis Medrash, he's in the most comfortable place in the world. He has the same exact shaila. Because at the end of the day, this is a question of a person having Tevel Gomer, and the shaila just says, how do you treat it Bein Hashmashes? So up until this point, meaning Mishnah Dalet and the first part of Mishnah Hay was discussing someone that has Tevel Gomer and it's Bein Hashmashes. Now, the second part of Mishnah Hay is going to discuss the same exact halacha, but not with regards to someone that has Tevel Gomer, but with regards to someone that has Demai. And not surprisingly, we're going to see that in the event that you have Demai and it's Bein Hashmashes and you find yourself in this same exact situation, there are going to be cool. So, how you Demai? What if the person has Demai? So, Oymer, the person should say, Mashani, Asad Lahafrish. So some Mishnayos have the Girsa L'Macher, other Mishnayos don't have the Girsa L'Macher. Now, if you have the Girsa L'Macher, it sounds like in the case of Demai, you could actually be Mafrish, the Trumas or Maestres on Shabbos. When we were discussing Halakeich Yayim Yibein Akutin, where you have Tevel Gomer, or where the person has Tevel B'Toich Beisa and he's in the Beis Medrash of Asada, again, where you have Tevel Gomer, over there you can be Mafrish after Shabbos. If you have the Girsa L'Macher, it sounds like you could be Mafrish the Demai on Shabbos. which is consistent with what we saw in the Mishnayos in the beginning of the parak, that it's only the Kriya Shem of Demai that you can't do on Shabbos, but the Hafrosha of Demai is something that you are allowed to do on Shabbos. Stating that, there are those that don't have the Gerasol Amachar. Regardless, says the Mishnah that when it comes to Demai, so you should say, Mashani Yasad Lahafrish Harehu Meiser is going to be Meiser. Meaning it should be Chumas Meiser. Ushaar Meiser Samachloi. And the other Meiser is going to be next to it. Shzesha Asisi Meiser, Asi Chumas Meiser. The original Meiser that I was Mafresh, this is the same Nusach we've seen a few times in the Masechta, that should be the Chumas Meiser. And the other Meiser will be the Meiser Rishon. Then he says, Meiser Sheni, Bitzfoni, Bidraimai. I want what's in the Tzofen or in the Darim, another 10% to be Meiser Sheni, Mechula Ala Mois, and then he's Mechala the Meiser Sheni on money, because otherwise he won't be able to eat or drink the Meiser Sheni, because Meiser Sheni has to be in Yerushalayim. So he's Mechala the Meiser Sheni on money. The money you'll eventually take to Yerushalayim, but this will allow you to eat everything. So the first part of the Mishnah, and really the previous Mishnah discussed a person in Bein Hashmashes who's dealing with Tevel Gomer. The last part of the Mishnah is discussing someone who Bein Hashmashes is dealing with Demai. And really, if you look at it, there's a few differences between the person that's dealing with the Tevel and the person that's dealing with the Demai. We'll mention two of the differences. The two most obvious differences. Number one, when the person has Tevel, he had a cheshbon, the Truma Gedoyla. Right, the Mishnah said, Shnei Lugin Shani Asad Lahafresh Harei in Truma. That's Truma Gedoyla. Or in the Mishnah regarding the Tainim, Shnei Tainim Shani Asad Lahafresh Harei in Truma. The reason is because from Tevel, you have to be Mafresh Truma Gedoyla. When the Mishnah discussed Demai, we jumped straight to Meiser. He said, Mashani Asad Lahafresh Harehu Meiser. Ushaar Meiser Samachlai. So we jumped from Truma Gedoyla to Truma's Meiser. Why? Because by Demai, you don't have to be Mafresh Truma. Because even that Ma'aretz, who's Chashon on Meiseris, was never Chashon on Truma Gedoyla. As a result, there's no mention of Truma Gedoyla. That's Pasha. But the more important nuance as it relates to the Mishnah that we're learning is that when it came to the person that has Tevel, so his Lashon is, Shnei Lugin Shani Asad Lahafresh. And then he says, Asara Maiserishan Tisha Maiserishani Mechav Shaisa. He never identified the Truma Gedoyla. He never identified the Maiserishan and the Maiserishani. He just said, I'm going to be Mafresh. After Shabbos, I will be Mafresh. And then, with Yesh Breira, it will be a Gloy Muslim Afreya, what the Truma Gedoyla, what the Maiserishan and Maiserishani was. But he never identified it specifically. In the case of Demai, he's identifying it. He says, Mashani Yasa Lahafresh Hareyu Maiser. Then he says, Meiser Sheni, Betzvoinoi, Oy Bedroimoi, right? So he's identifying where the Meiser is going to be. And it's not just an arbitrary diak, it's a real diak. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Mishnah, Pashup Shana, the Mishnah, is that when a person has Tevel Gomer, even though he could be Kaira Shem Bein Hashmashes, but he could only be Kaira Shem Bein Hashmashes without Kfiyas Makom, without actually identifying it. And that's why we need to come on to Breira, because he has no right, he has no ability to identify the Trumas Meiser, even Bein Hashmashes. However, Demai is more Kuludig. So by Demai, Bein Hashmashes, you could be Kaira Shem, even with a Kfiyas Makom, that's something you're allowed to do. Now, ordinarily, you could have been Mafreshit also, because Demai, you could be Mafresh Bein Hashmashes. He just happened to have not been in a position to be Mafreshit. So therefore, he had no choice. He was in the base medrash. He was basada. So he had to be kairah shem, and that'll be mafresh on Shabbos, which is something that we know you're allowed to do when it comes to demai. But the point is that even in the kriya shem itself, there's a kula in demai that you can be kairah shem b'kviyas makim, as opposed to tevel, you cannot be kairah shem b'kviyas makim.